This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And if you missed out on your South Australian travel vouchers, the first time round, not to worry, there is a second round coming. I'm joined this morning by CEO of the SA Tourism Commission, Rodney Harrick. How are you this morning, Rod?
Good morning, Jordan, and good morning to your listeners. It's great to be talking to you.
So, obviously, a second round of vouchers means the first round went pretty well?
Look, they really did. Over $10 million worth of impact in the South Australian visitor economy. A really big success. There was a good level of redemption. They were all snapped up within 90 minutes. And look, we had such positive feedback about the take-up that we said, look, let's do another round. It's been really well received, not just by the hoteliers, Jordan, but also by sort of restaurants, suppliers, experiences. Everybody sort of, yes, they've booked it and it's given them a bit more money in their pocket to be able to do things, to be able to sort of undertake things. So that's a real positive for us.
Have there been any changes with the vouchers for the next round?
Look, we listened to people. A couple of things we've now included. So originally it was 10 properties or more. It's now five rooms or more. Sorry. So instead of 10 rooms or more, it's now five rooms or more.
Right. So just a smaller venue will be able to take advantage of people looking to travel?
Absolutely. And so so there is the same exclusion. It's not for Saturday nights. And they will open up on the 5th of January. And then you will be able to make a booking from the 7th through to the end of January. So you'll have a longer window to make a booking and they'll be valid through to the 31st of March. So a really good opportunity. We see that as a good sort of lead through to Easter and a good way to stimulate to get South Australians out and about or for our regional South Australians to come in to have a bit of a staycation in the city.
And with the first round of vouchers, of course, there was a bit of a disruption with lockdown and a coronavirus scare. What was the impact of the lockdown, even though it was brief?
Yeah. What happened is straight away we had people reaching out to us to say, look, you know, we it's encouraged not to travel. And so we listened to people. And for those first rounds, we allowed for people to change those bookings through until the end of March. So it's people that were affected just during the lockdown. And so we allowed people to sort of push those out until the end of March. Again, we want to make sure those dollars get out to the businesses across South Australia.
And of course, South Australia this week has opened up its borders to Victorians. What's the impact of this going to be like?
Look, Jordan, I was at the airport yesterday morning, and I've got to tell you, Victoria is South Australia's biggest domestic market. Pre-COVID, it represented about 47% of our domestic market, about $1 billion to the South Australian economy. So it's a really crucial market for us. Victoria's been through a very tough period, and, you know, what better way to sort of welcome them? We were at the airport yesterday celebrating that. Cooper's joined in and we were there with some cases of beer to welcome Victorians.
A very happy welcome then.
Yeah, and look, I know down in the southeast last night at midnight they put the red carpet out at midnight to welcome Victoria through as well. So I think it really does show how important Victoria is to our state.
For sure. And I guess we are coming into the summer months and the school holidays as well, the Christmas holidays. South Australian tourism, of course, has been pretty busy with our current COVID-19 scare, or just the outbreak to keep mind of. What are we expecting the impacts to be over the Christmas period?
Look, I think, you know, we seem to be well and truly on top of things. I think people have worked incredibly hard, and this year has been very challenging. And what we're hearing is that people are going to make the most of summer and get out and about and experience what South Australia has to offer. And, you know, the feedback we've been hearing right across the state is that we've had a really good winter. And I think there's a good level of momentum to build on that, Jordan, as we work through our busy summer period. So Outback's done well. Even coastal regions have done well through the winter as well, like KI. You know, I'd heard reports they'd had the best winter ever. So I think that steads us in a good position to sort of build on where we're at. What I can tell you, southaustralia.com, lots of, you know, strong traffic from South Australians and from interstate people. So I think that's encouraging.
And, of course, with the travel vouchers, you did say they're available from January 5th. What's the process there again, just for people keen to download one?
Yep, so onto southaustralia.com, January the 5th, they'll open up. And then you will be able to make bookings from the 7th of January to the 31st of January. After the 31st of January, you won't be able to make any other bookings. So we're giving people a little bit more time to make bookings. You will be able to use them, so to redeem them, from the 7th of January through to the 31st of March. So a good long window. We've also, just one thing, we've also opened them up to some interstate people as well. So again, what we want to do, you know, this is a great event time to come into South Australia. So we're really trying to sort of leverage that and leverage those dollars to our economy, which ultimately means employment and jobs.
Well, if they're opening up to interstate travellers as well, does that mean there's going to be more on offer? Because I imagine that might mean they clear out in quicker than 90 minutes.
Jordan, you're absolutely spot on. There is more on offer, and the majority of them are going to South Australians. We just thought it was a good opportunity to sort of encourage a bit of interstate visitation. It's good to have a bit of interstate money coming to the economy. So there's definitely more on offer.
No worries. Well, Rod, thank you so much for your time today.
Great to talk to you, Jordan. Thank you to your listeners for supporting businesses across South Australia. It's much appreciated.
It's Rodney Harricks from the SA Tourism Commission on your Classic It's Breakfast.